Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want to look ahead to the Texans here for a moment. DJ Swearinger is with us on Grant and Danny. First, in coming back home, I'm sure you heard Josh Norman's comments. We're not going to get into them much today, but we're going to probably be talking about them a lot tomorrow. Just so you know, I think what Josh Norman said is accurate. Mm-hmm. I think there's also a good reason why the environment has gotten to the point where it has. I don't want it to be as bad as it is, but the team hasn't won in so long that it's hard for the fans to stay motivated. But I'm curious, do you agree with Josh when he says, I don't want to say that you guys would rather play on the road, but that you're better on the road?
I'd rather play on the road, too.
You would?
Most definitely.
Why is that?
Because you can hear on the road. You can hear communications. You don't have to worry about fans booing you. You know, you ain't got to worry about seeing the other team's jersey everywhere. You know it's going to be the other team's jersey because you're away. You know, home game, you know, that's some of the worst things I've seen. I played on four different teams. Never seen it that bad. You know, with other teams' jerseys in the stands, with, you know, the boos, whatever it may be. You know, it's, you know, I've never been a part of nothing like that.
As a player, does it affect you in any way? I mean,
It affects you to the point to when you want to get the crowd involved, you know. I recall when I was in AZ or in Houston, I would always wave my hands up, you know, just get the crowd up. But, you know, if I do it here, it's like a blah.
Like, you're just like, stretching your arms.
Like, I'm stretching my arms. Like, nobody don't see, they don't see us getting the crowd up, you know. But I guess that'll take time because of, you know, we haven't won. But you can't really say that because I've been in Houston and AZ where they haven't won. But those diehard fans will go out and win, lose, or draw. So, you know, it's no excuse of losing. You know, every NFL team loses. No NFL team wins the Super Bowl every year. So,
So why do you think it's different here then?
I don't know, man. I feel like I really don't know. I feel like maybe something with, you know, I always said, I guess because, you know, we in three different states. You know, we're the Washington Redskins, but we don't play in Washington. We play in Maryland. And we live in Virginia.
Right.
So I don't know if that has anything to do with it, if the states matter. You know, I'm from South Carolina, but, you know, it's the North Carolina Panthers. So a lot of, I know in my state, you know, people either go to Atlanta or they go up to North Carolina. Mm-hmm. So, and that has a part to do with, well, North Carolina is not in South Carolina. That's not our home team. And some people be like, okay, well, it's Carolina that is our home team. So I know down south it's a little different. So I don't know if it's like that up here. So,
well,
I don't
DC is such a transient market, right?
Right.
So people that live in D.C., very few of them are from D.C. People move here for work or whatever.
Right,
so you have so many more fans here that are Steelers or Packers fans.
Cowboys.
But what always gets me, Cowboys, yeah, that's the worst.
Too much of that.
But what always gets me is I don't know, like, Falcons fans as an example. Mm-hmm. There are certain fan bases like Dolphins fans.
Right.
Everyone knows, like, two Dolphins fans in their entire life.
Right.
Then the Dolphins are here, and it's 20,000 people at the stadium.
Right, right.
Like, where do these people come from? I don't understand that.
I feel like they come from whatever they feel like their organization is. You know, if they're a Dallas fan, if they're an Atlanta fan, if they're whatever fan they are, I feel like they just support their team. And I don't know if we have that full support of loyalty to the fans. You know, we may have a lot of Redskins fans, but the loyalty, I don't feel the loyalty.
But do you think, this is something we talk about all the time.
Right.
So, Fred Smoot, you know Smooty.
Right.
Smoot and I last week were hanging out watching the game together, and he said, this was his opinion, I want to get your reaction. He basically said, I think my generation ruined this for the current team.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, basically, people used to come and they'd pack the house and they'd go crazy, and we never really had a chance, is what he said. I don't necessarily buy that. But his point was, you only can take so much of it. It doesn't sound like you buy that, though, because you're talking about 25 years. The Redskins were relevant and good and winning in 91.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, it's been 500 or worse for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
a couple playoff wins ever during the, since I was in a diaper. But you, it doesn't sound like you think that's the reason, or maybe that that's a good excuse.
Not really. I've been liking the team since I was a kid, regardless of their record. You know, I'm still going to be that fam, still go, you know, be diehard for the Lakers. I'm not going to change that, you know, so that's how I feel about basketball. So it may be different, but that's just how I see it. You know, if you're a fan of something, you can't be a bandwagon. You can't jump off that bandwagon. You got to be loyal through the ups and downs, through the thick and thin. If you're a true fan, you know, that's what you call a true fan. But, you know, if you're a fan that just like the colors or like the whatever you like, you know, you may get discouraged. You know, not, you know, 25 years is a long time. But like I said, if you're a true fan, you know, a true fan is going to be loyal to whatever you believe in.
DJ, congrats on the W. Another big one. You guys put yourself in an awesome spot. It couldn't have worked out better for you yesterday with Dallas beating Philly. Two games clear in the division.
Right.
Great position you guys put yourself in. Congrats, man, and keep
appreciate
going. Keep it going.
It.
And before we let
going.
You go, I want to ask you about the Texans because it sounds like this one does mean a lot to you.
Right.
Is it because it didn't work out there? Do you have any hard feelings, or is it just to prove to them that you're who they thought you were when they brought you in originally?
Well, you know, the guys that's there didn't bring me in. Kubiak brought me in, and you know, it wasn't a good outing when I left. You know, for tons of reasons. You know, I was a young player, didn't want to adjust to the second system, but you know, I don't think there was a reason for me to be cut. But you know, everything happens for a reason. You know, it's definitely going to be a personal game. You know, for me, it was a team that drafted me second round, so it'll definitely be a personal game for me. And it'll be actually my first time being able to actually play against Houston. You know, I played them against Tampa when I went to Tampa, but you know, they was rotating me in and out and stuff, so I didn't get my fair chance against. So this would be my first fair chance against them in my new home. So you know, it's going to be a big one for me.
Well, hopefully you ball out, the team balls out, and hopefully the crowd gives you guys the energy you're looking for and you want coming back home to FedEx.
Right.
Appreciate you, DJ.
Thanks, DJ.
DJ Swearinger's with us every single week on Grant and Danny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.